This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Todd Furman, now he's an odds maker to talk about the whole gambling deal.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge revenue generator.
I went to MGM National Harbor. I went with Jason before it opened.
Right.
And they gave us a sneak tour. I believe they were already mentioning how they were prepared for a sports book if and when gambling became legalized.
Of course they're prepared. They're a multinational, multi-billion-dollar company. Of course they're prepared. Once they're able to start taking sports bets and it's legal, they'll be taking them on the first day.
Now, I'm not into the weeds on this because, like, some people said, I was getting tweets. Oh, Lurch must be so sized, or Valdez must be so sized. These addicted gamblers like Jason and Valdez, they already gamble anything they want.
This is not news.
This will change their lives.
Not at all.
It's not even a blip on their radar.
It won't change their lives at all.
I said
it helps zero impact.
I said the only thing that will really change is that it's going to be really cool for event based things like Super Bowl, Masters, March Madness.
It'd be easier to
playoffs.
Do on your phone and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah.
But in terms of these guys putting in bets every day, like Jason puts in anywhere from 10 to 30 bets.
Right.
Now, they're small bets, but he likes to gamble on everything. He does it every day. It's part of his life.
Yep.
It's like breathing. That's not going to change.
No.
You know, but it does depend on each individual state, and I'm not into the weeds on this because I don't care. If I want to make a bet, I'll just go to a website and do it.
Or I'll just go to Valdez at this point. He's my conduit.
Right. But my understanding is, like with the poker, Maryland's a little behind the curve in terms of being prepared and ready to implement this right away. There are other states, I think like New Jersey and some of these others, that are ready to rock.
Well, New Jersey brought the case.
Yeah.
I think, though, I saw a map of the United States, and Maryland was one that actually was most ready.
No, I don't think so. Not the article I read this morning. And it doesn't surprise me.
No, that it still might take some time, but there are some
states. Yeah, like 2020.
Okay, but that's faster than the vast majority of the states.
Okay, if you say so. My understanding is Maryland is a little behind the curve on it, which is not shocking to me because they're that way with online poker. You could still gamble online, but playing poker online. But your choices are very, very small. You have a few rogue sites that are willing to take your money and let you do it. They need, for whatever reason, Maryland is this, I don't even know, the communist state. I don't know what you want to call it. It's just unbelievably difficult to do. You should be able to play poker online. You should be able to place bets online.
Well, you should have been able to do those things many years ago.
Of course. It's crazy that you can't.
At least the report that I saw had Maryland far ahead of most states. Now, they may have to call special session eventually to get it there. But you have to realize, like, let's just take Maryland, Virginia, for example. Maryland has casinos. Virginia
doesn't. Do you understand for daily fantasy sports, a lot of those sites, I can't even do it as a Maryland resident. I have to have Drabby sign up, and I have to use his address and his accounts and funnel money to Drabby.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can access it, being a Maryland resident. It's crazy.
For poker sites.
And I think even for some daily fantasy sites.
I've never had a problem with any of the biggies. I know that.
I just don't know why Virginia's so behind the times with casinos. Like, they have to see that the millions that are being generated by their own residents coming into Maryland, into Pennsylvania, into Delaware, into New Jersey to gamble. People are fleeing Virginia to come gamble in surrounding states and cities.
So,
Why aren't they getting with the times and opening up a casino in Northern Virginia?
So,
I don't understand that.
So West Virginia is actually very much ahead of Maryland with this. So West Virginia is scheduled to have a 2018 legislative session on this. And then 90 days after the voting for gaming in West Virginia, which will likely happen at casinos, they will have books up and running at the casinos 90 days after it's voted in.
Right. Which is fun. I mean, that'd be a fun social activity, like for Super Bowl, for NCAA tournament, things like that. Maybe some of your weekend football stuff, obviously. But for the most part, yeah. if you want to, people still tweet us all the time. Where can I bet? Just Google it. There are plenty of places you can bet online. It's not that big as affecting us. I guess the mass consumers will be easier for them to do it, but it's going to generate a ton of revenue. What did Mark Cuban say yesterday? Did he say he think it was going to double the value of owners' teams?
He also said it might make baseball worth watching.
Right.
Nice dig.
Well, I know Grant Paulson thinks baseball's worth watching. There were no Nats. Were the O's on yesterday? There were no Nats. I know that. He went to a Bay Sox game.
Good for him. He wanted to go see Juan Soto.
I know. Good for him.
Sport Bowie. He's got his show, Majors and Minors, right?
Right. No, for sure.
He'll go see some minor league players.
Right.
I heard Cake's boldface lie on Grant and Danny's show yesterday.
How's that?
He was asked, on a scale of 1 to 100, what is your excitement level for certain things? Like Caps,
yeah.
I think, would be close to 100.
Very high.
And then he was asked about the Nats winning 13 of 15.
Yeah.
And he said a 65.
Out of 100.
I would have put you at a zero.
65 out of 100, by the way, last time I checked, is barely a passing grade.
I know, but seriously.
Well, I mean, he's saying, okay, if you put it in that context... He's saying,
it's regular season baseball. How excited can you get?
That's your excitement level right there. Capture it.
So it's like a D.
A zero.
It's a D. Well, On an A to F grading scale, it's a D.
I would agree with Cakes because he has the sweat bet. So obviously he cares a little bit.
That keeps me intrigued.
He cares more than zero if he has a sweat bet.
But if you're asking, do I sit down and watch a whole Nats game start to finish in May? The answer is a resounding no.
Yeah, impossible.
What I love
how could you do that?
What I love about baseball, and I'm a Nats fan, is though you can have that on the background for 6 months.
Right.
It's just always on. I just always have it on.
But I actually got confused. So I was driving around and I heard Cakes on with Grant Danny talking about the gambling. And they brought Cakes in because they figured he's the biggest D-gen they know. And Jason, of course, leaves
Not that big of a sports gambler.
I agree. But they asked him about his excitement level for the Caps, and I'm surprised he didn't go 100.
Well, again, Caps fans have to be defensive.
When will it be 100?
Caps fans, of course I'm excited, but I'm ready to pull my head back into the turtle shell at a moment's notice when disaster is looming or it looks like things are going to
start to go south. He's scared to say he's 100.
Yeah, I can't go 100.
But maybe you're only 100 if you're like in the finals.
I can't go fully
100
in.
When would you ever be 100?
When the Caps are Ovi's kissing the Stanley Cup.
Okay,
then I'll be a full on.
But it wasn't about nervous. This is like, how excited are you for it? You're totally into it. You watch all the games.
You can't be 100% excited when you're worried for the other shoe to drop.
Put it this way. Early in the playoffs, I believe it was early in the playoffs in the first round, I know for a fact, well, you know what? It wasn't a paid appearance. But Cakes did turn down an appearance because he didn't want to miss the Caps playoff game. I, on the other hand, did the appearance anyway because I had agreed to it. But it wasn't a paid appearance. I was going to say.
It was not a paid appearance.
I was going to say
that
you turned down.
If it was
a paid appearance, you might have done it.
Possibly.
Yeah.
No, but I do. I enjoy watching Caps games.
Of course. They're great.
At home.
Yes.
That's where I enjoy watching them the most.
I know. I honestly have no desire to go to the arena. It's much better to watch it at home with my kids.
I thought about
like
it.
My girls will watch
it. To watch one game, like they play Tuesday, Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Games 3 and 4. And we do have these press passes. Mine's right here.
I have mine too.
I'm sure I'm going to access it.
Here's the problem.
I can go to a game.
You can go to tonight's game. Sure.
But then I'm solo, like you said. You watch with your kids.
Here's
whatever.
The problem:
it's better to watch with your family.
And it's now that the games are at 8 versus 7.
Exactly.
That hour getting me home.
It's a 4 hour.
12:30.
You're resigning yourself to 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And look, I know that we bitch and moan about sleep all the time. You can't do this job on 4 hours sleep.
No.
On a consistent basis.
No.
And you know what? Even watching them at home, you're getting 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, we have great jobs. It beats working. Like, I don't even know what it feels like to really work anymore. But you can't stay up until midnight.
You just can't.
You just can't do it. You
can't do it.
You can't
Not
function.
Every night. I mean, because we will. If it goes to double overtime tonight, you'll stay up until
midnight. Okay,
I'll
but you're going to save an hour and a half if you were at the arena. You know, you just go upstairs and go to bed. Or you could just punt, just go to bed after. You know, I usually will watch it till the end. But Yeah,
you drafts it might not have to wait till the end if it's another boat race.
Are you thinking it could be another boat race?
Optimistic, we're
just hoping for that.
No, I think it's going to be an absolute war. We'll probably be chasing our tail a little bit tonight, and you know, hopefully we can squeak one. But I just hope
somebody deflects a puck in within the first minute.
Are we just going to get all the puck luck in the series?
Yeah.
Are we going to get all?
Why can't
the puck
we
luck?
Be greedy? We've taken
that's
a
what JP's theory is.
We've taken a beating for 15 years.
Yeah, it's just our year.
Maybe it's our time.
I just think, hold on. 15
through two
years,
games, they look better.
I'm talking about Ovechkin.
The better team wins more often than not. Now it's not usually a sweep, but through two games, they look like the better team. So why would that discontinue? Maybe look when the Caps fell behind 2-0 to Columbus, they switched their goalie. Maybe Tampa will switch their goalie.
No, they said they weren't. But they might.
I know.
They might in the middle of the game.
I mean, they lie about injuries all the time. Why wouldn't they lie about their goalie?
Yeah. They might.
But
I'm expecting a full-blown war. I'm expecting you to come here actually down 2-1, and it's really going to test your nerve, and it's really going to test, you know, your faith in this organization, how we respond to it as fans if we lose tonight.
I wouldn't lose any faith. Just up 2-1
now
at home.
There's a lot of faith because you're right. You're right. You're just one more game away from losing the home ice, and now you're chasing your tail.
This is a gigantic if, and I'm not saying this will happen. But if the Capitals do make it to the Stanley Cup Final, yeah. I mean if
mm-hmm.
if they make it to the Stanley Cup
I'm
Final,
with you.
Then I feel like I have to go to one game because
you have
that's
to be a part of it. Yeah,
that's different. That's history. Like
right.
Stanley
okay.
Cup Final, especially for the Caps.
You know what? Make it a weekend game.
Doesn't come around very often.
Maybe get like a Friday or Saturday game, hopefully.
But why would you change?
That'd be nice.
Why would you change what you're doing?
Your mojo.
Yeah.
Because he has nothing
good
to do
point.
With what's happening.
That's
a very good point. Now you're swaying me, Valdez.
I'll tell you this.
Now you're talking me off the ledge.
Since you don't have season tickets, it'll be an expensive ticket. If you have to buy tickets. My brother went to the Stanley Cup Finals for
I would not buy
the Devils
tickets.
A couple
I would either go with my media pass solo, or I would try to work some angles. I would try to work some connections.
Right.
I'm not buying Stanley Cup Final tickets. I'm not bankrupting myself to go to one game.
What do you do with all your money, Cakes?
Again,
little, this is
fallacy.
Your Caps.
It's fallacy.
Your dad used to take it to the game.
Money.
Your dad used to take the games.
I don't feel like
they're about to make the Stanley Cup Finals.
I don't want to spend $1,000 on Stanley Cup tickets. That's all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You see the average fan though when they go to games, they're spending $1,000 because everyone's got a jersey. I've talked about this before. I'm always blown away now that the bit is every person in the family, the two parents, the three kids, are all wearing jerseys. It's all the tickets. The amount of money people spend to go to games is mind-boggling
if
to me.
If the Caps advance, I'm going to have to talk to either Sam or Jeff here at the station try to make it happen.
Well, then you call somebody over at NBC Sports Watch. You call Doug or somebody. Ask them to hook
well,
you.
Well, of course.
You work for two media
of course
entities
I will.
That have access to
of course I'll do
Caps
that.
Tickets.
I'll say this. I got Dylan, I believe, a Holtby jersey the last time we went to a Caps game this year, and it was $75.
Yeah, well, that's good. You got some cheap like knockoff replica.
No, I thought it was an authentic.
I don't think
replica.
So for $75.
My Red Caps jersey, sadly enough, is a replica.
Right.
I might need to rectify that.
Right. You can't get an authentic jersey for $75.
Well then, Eric, you can't joan on people that buy replicas then, because you said going to games is so expensive.
Even
and buying the jerseys.
I wouldn't even buy the replicas. I wouldn't even buy a replica.
You buy the jersey.
I would buy my kids a T-shirt. And probably at Marshall's.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
A player that's only out.
I can't tell you. I'm just amazed by people, and God bless them, but people have no regard for, people will go to a Skins game. They'll all have Skins gear. Then they'll go to a Terps game. They all, same family. They all have all their Terps gear. And then they'll go to a Caps game. They go to a Wizards game. It's like, oh my God, this family's spending $10,000 on jerseys.
Okay, but you spend more than that on private school. Maybe they send their kids to public school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all live our lives different ways. I'm just always blown away by it.
Yeah.
Just blown away by it.
Meanwhile, I'm the guy that buys my kids jerseys or T-shirts to go to every game.
Do they have
usually
a full family outfit?
No, it's usually like a T-shirt, you know.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I'm cheap that way with that kind of thing.
Again, this is a big if. And I think the answer is no. If the Capitals just advance to the Stanley Cup Final, do I blow like $500 on Eastern Conference champion gear?
No.
You get a shirt and a hat.
A hat. You get
maybe
a hat.
Maybe a T-shirt. but nothing crazy.
No.
But if they if they win the big one, I'm buying hoodies, jerseys, jerseys, t-shirts, pennants, tchotchkes, pennants,
foam fingers,
key fobs, foam anything I can get.
But you can go to the game for less than that. And what I'm saying about going to the game, for somebody like you that went to a Save the Caps rally and you went,
well,
your dad had
my
tickets.
Dad
I understand that, but it's been part of the fabric of your life.
Yeah.
20 years from now, you would be able to look back and say, yeah, I went to one of the Stanley Cup final games.
Yeah.
That's versus cool. Not going. I don't know. I think it'd be worth it if it was. Like, my point about, yes, I agree. We all make the same amount of money. We all spend it in different ways. I'm not saying you have this mountain of cash, which
he does.
About.
Oh, no, he does.
Could you spend $1,000? Like,
sure.
You
can
you know
I?
What I mean?
Yes.
I don't. I already spent $5,000, and I haven't even made it to Italy yet.
$5,000?
Again, we all spend our money on different things in different ways.
Right. I'm just amazed at people that just go fully outfitted. It's amazing to me.
Right.
For everything. Right. Wizards, Caps, Terps, whatever you can think of. Maryland. Oh, it's Terps.
Yeah.
Same thing. I'm just blown away by it. I just watch it on Facebook. I go, wow.
Yeah, but I mean, every day you come in with something that you bought from either St. Andrews or Butler.
I have one Butler sweatshirt. And I have bought some stuff for my kids' school for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Break things up here a little bit. Amidst all the Caps hoopla right before game 3.
There's hoopla, my friend.
And they are entertaining.
They definitely are entertaining.
Definitely.
Especially with boat racing their opponent.
Definitely more entertaining than yesterday's EP. Ooh, that one was a dud.
Are you still doing your bit for John DePompa with the face shots?
I did one at. I used to do it after every Caps game, but after all the soul-crushing playoff losses, I determined at the outset of this campaign that I wouldn't do it after every Caps playoff win, but I had to throw one in after the series-clenching victory against the Pens. It's my only outlier. Might have to save another one.
Follow you on Twitter, Money Metal Cakes.
Correct.
All right, boys, let me see here. It's been quiet. You know, I could care less about this stupid royal wedding, you know, with, is it Harry and Meghan Markle?
Correct.
The only reason why there's any intrigue at all is I do find the chick attractive, right? Mm-hmm. So anytime you see a picture of Meghan Markle, I kind of look at it. I don't know why. I guess because I'm a heterosexual male. But there's been some drama. Apparently, her father was set to walk her down the aisle for this big grand royal wedding, which I think is supposed to happen maybe like this weekend. I think it's like coming up. Is it Friday, we said?
Friday.
And the father apparently had secretly cut a deal with the paparazzi to set up some sort of stage photo op or whatever.
Yeah.
And the royal family found out. And what do you think they did? They disinvited the guy.
Well, of course.
They disinvited the bride's father.
Why is he trying to nickel and dime with a paparazzi deal?
His
daughter is marrying into the British royal family. What is he doing?
Right.
Just trying to capitalize.
Right.
Stop it.
Well, I think they're nubs. I think the reason is because they're a bunch of donks.
Yeah, they have
it's like
strange.
Valdez married into the royal family.
They're like, the Markle family's super nubs? I didn't know.
Yeah, they all hate each other.
She was just like a regular actress. I mean, not like a super accomplished actress.
Correct.
Like Lifetime type movies.
Well, no, she had a regular gig on Suits.
Okay, that was a show.
Well, she
on
had
USA.
A regular gig, but I mean, she wasn't some superstar.
Right, right, right.
I mean, you know.
Right, she's not Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, she was married as
somebody
some
never heard of her before.
Not really.
And I had never heard of her before. She was about to marry Prince Harry.
I think she had an obsession with like the royal family or something, and maybe it was her dream. I don't know. Is it a dream for girls to like? Do American girls care about that stuff? Like to marry a prince or something? Like, is that really like a real thing?
Or
is that
like fantasy?
I mean, that's every girl's fantasy. Yeah.
It really is.
Yes, like, to be princess.
Here in the United States, who cares about the dumb royal family over there? I mean, it has no relevancy in our world.
No, but
I don't know why it would be an American dream.
Because our kids
Cinderella?
Grow up with exactly. They grow up with dolls and want to go to Disney World. It's princesses.
In my house, we don't really have dolls and stuff.
They
we
never
really
were into
that.
Princesses. Your daughters,
maybe, but I don't. I'm telling you,
they weren't
into
any of them.
I guarantee you, my two daughters,
Cinderella. Okay, now
they do not have a fantasy of marrying a prince.
Okay,
I promise you that.
I get it now, but when they were 3, 4, 5 years old,
I don't. Think
I guarantee
so.
They were into Ariel.
Sure, but they were not into the royal family. They couldn't identify any of them.
Right. Sleeping Beauty.
It's just bizarre.
Well, it's not being into the royal family. It's being a princess or marrying a prince.
When you're 3 or something.
Or living in a castle.
Outfit, I get it. I just don't see the relevancy. This woman, from what I understand, Markle, would go around and did social media posts about it.
My wife's joking.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird.
Although I asked my wife, Laura, last night if she would be sized to be a princess.
It'd be a horrible.
She said, I couldn't wear yoga pants, not sized.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
Well, hold on. Do you understand the burden? I mean, God, you have money. You never worry about money. You probably have the access to the best doctors and everything. You probably live a long life. It's a horrible life. You just got to do public appearances all the time. You got to do ribbon cuttings. You got to kiss babies. I mean, you're not working. You're not digging ditches.
You got to go. You have to go into war-torn countries and pretend that you care.
Right. You got to be with all the sick people. And
yeah, they could sneeze on you
every day.
You don't even get to wear a surgical mask when you go in.
Horrible life. Would rather be Matt Valdez.
I'm actually kind of psyched for Friday.
This is Matt Valdez.
You're going to watch it?
Why? Is it on TV here?
Oh, 100%.
No, it's on
TV here. Every channel is going to have coverage.
Every channel's going
to
have it?
Yes. The Americans are still obsessed with the British monarchy for whatever reason.
I have no interest other than Meghan Markle's kind of attractive.
Princess Diana, Prince Charles' wedding, one of the most viewed shows of all time.
That certainly was. But that was a different era where we didn't have 9 billion channels. I feel like we've grown up. No? Maybe not.
Yeah, but I think it's silly there's an American invading the royal family.
She's a hillbilly. Who cares?
By the way, how much was
she's
her
an
pops?
Embarrassment.
How much was her pops standing to gain from the paparazzi?
I don't know.
Was she married before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that ex is all bitter. I'm not sure why, but.
The brother's bitter.
Here's why he's bitter. Because she's definitely upgrading.
Yeah, upgrading.
I mean, not only is she upgrading, she's marrying a prince. A guy that can be the king of England.
Right. But I don't know at what point she donked him off.
Oh, he probably gets whored as far as
he's like 16th in line.
Like, unless his brother, like, donks off.
He's the AWOD of the royal family, basically. But still.
Yeah. I don't know.
Gingers.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it at all. I think it's a horrible life. You have money, but ugh.
His older brother's a dead ringer for CK, by the way.
Yes.
That's his doppelganger.
Right.
Prince
William.
Prince William, yeah.
Right. All right, we talked about him. Cue the fool, who our guy, Tom Mooney, is represented here with some of his cases here in PG County. Has signed a big record deal, Cakes, with Roc Nation.
Thomas C. Mooney, be clutch. He told us that this guy was going to be a big thing. We don't sign with Roc Nation if you're nubs.
Telling you, when you played this, I went, wow, this is pretty good. Cue the Fool's looking to take his rap career to the next level. On Monday, that's yesterday, Roc Nation announced a new record deal with the 21-year-old rising star.
Too bad they're garnishing his first record deal. It's all going to Tom Mooney for all his legal representation.
See, Valdez's bit is any song we play now, he just plays fart sound effects.
He just wants Drab to laugh.
The easiest way to make Drab laugh.
I don't know. I would love to have him in studio.
You know how you said if you bring up Ernie, it'll make me instantly laugh?
Yeah.
If you play a fart sound effect, it will make Drab laugh.
Donk. We have audio of John Cena, and I don't know if he's doing a bit or he's being sincere, but I guess he did the Today Show with Kathy Lee and that Hoda. And
Hoda's grinding, right? She does the morning show.
Yeah.
And then she chills for like an hour maybe, and then she has to do the show with Kathy Lee.
My understanding is she's doing both. Yeah, I don't know what her exact schedule is.
Cry me a river. Isn't she guzzling wine with Kathy Lee during one of those hours?
I think it's just a prop now.
Are you kidding me?
They used to really pound it. And I think it was like red wine. Now it looks like it's clear. Probably water.
Okay.
Who knows what's going on? But John Cena apparently did this interview, and he's talking to, he's like, he's saying all these great things about, was it Nikki Bella? Yes. The one that he was engaged to?
He's regretful. He apparently had a 75-page contract when they got together. And she, part of that contract, we talked about it, was she had to move her stuff out within a day, like once they break up.
Hey,
she'd be living
in his
house.
It's in the contract.
Like,
she signed
it. Get out of here.
She signed it.
So he's talking about the breakup and where he is right now, and apparently he's making all the girls swoon.
For anyone out there speculating on like what I'm doing with my life now, I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. There was an unfortunate set of circumstances where our relationship ended. There's been a lot of speculation recently about me being seen in public, and everyone's thinking like, oh, John Cena's enjoying the single life. No, I was supposed to be married and have a honeymoon over these 2 weeks. It's the first time in 15 years that I've taken a vacation.
He needs to get on the Jock's vacation schedule.
I don't know why women would be swooning.
Yeah, what was I thought you said he was all emotional.
He sounded very logical.
No, that wasn't a clip.
No, chicks are swooning because he's going on the Today Show and declaring his love for this girl that they broke up and he's still
that
in love with her.
That didn't sound that great.
I think the big thing is, from what I read about it, is he originally said he didn't want to have kids. And she was okay with that and was willing to marry him and not have kids. And now this might be a wrestling bit. It might be a TV, because they've got their own little TV
show.
Yeah,
it's just a work.
It could be at work. But then she said she'll marry him without wanting to have kids. And then they broke up because she said, you know what? I can't marry you because I want to have kids.
Right.
Well,
and I think he's flipped now and theoretically
now he's
misses
open to
her
it.
And says, you know what? I should give her kids because that's what she wants.
Did you hear her reaction on like Extra? So the guy.
No, I did not.
So the guy from Extra read.
That. Here's her reaction.
No, it's good.
Okay, so what was the reaction? We have it?
He was talking to you. And he was talking to you. Did you see it?
Oh my God, no.
So he said, I love her. I want to be with her. I want to be the father of her children. We still talk. It's all messed up.
Wow. Well, I'm speechless. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
How are you all feeling? New show.
Didn't sound like he's winning her over.
Hey, she hates him. She hates him.
Yeah, she wasn't really broadsided there from the sound of it. She was very matter of fact. Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, well, she sounds like she is over his ass.
You should have seen her face.
Three,
really?
Bitter.
She was bitter.
Yeah.
I've watched that show with my wife. They're never together. Like wrestlers.
Hold on. You've watched which show?
The reality show, whatever it's called.
Total have you Bellas? Watched more than one episode?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You're viewing, your TV viewing habits are fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, I do too. And they're usually dropping a puck on pond of frozen ice. Guys are hitting each other.
We don't let our wives pick. We pick.
Now, I do watch Bachelor, Bachelorette. Don't get me wrong.
You're into it.
Yeah, I was.
You're into it.
I'm very regretful because about 4 years ago, I was out. I said, I'm done with this show. It's stupid. It's the same thing over and over again. I got sucked back in.
I'm starting to think JP has one TV in his house.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, he's got one. I'm sure he's got one in his bedroom because I know most people do.
I have four TVs.
Yeah, that's and the kids each have one.
Not. Actually, yeah, Dylan has one, but it's only for gaming.
For the Xbox?
Yeah.
So maybe five. So you have one in the basement, one in the main room, one in the bedroom, and then each kid. So is that five?
Four. I have four.
Oh, okay. Not one in the basement. One in your main level.
Our basement is not really a true basement. It is a studio. It has a ballet bar. And,
right.
It's become a baby's playroom.
Right. All right, Drabby, this last story here, I want you to pay attention to this. STDs, you think that they're a myth, that they're not the real, that they don't exist, reach an all-time high in California. Listen to this. The California Department of Public Health said yesterday that more than 300,000 cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and early syphilis were reported last year just in California.
Syphilis is still a thing?
A 45% increase from 5 years ago.
It's pretty high.
Chlamydia and gonorrhea rates are highest among people under age 30. That means you, Adam Epstein. Now, the good news is you're not sexually active. That's the good news.
Not by choice.
But if you were, they're urging people to use condoms and get tested regularly. I have a question for Adam Epstein. Okay. When was the last time you had sex without a condom?
Well, I don't know. It was a while.
I use protection every time.
You do?
Yeah.
You always insist on that.
Right.
When was the last time you've been tested for a sexually transmitted disease?
In college.
In college.
Yeah.
Was that That's by one test he passed. I'm just assuming.
Yeah. Did you pass the test?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, when the problem will really blow up is when the male pill finally gets approved. Supposedly they're very close to a male birth control pill. Mm-hmm. Oh, what guy's ever going to use
then it's
a condom?
On.
Well, yeah. I would still use if I was single because you don't want her to get STDs.
Crabs.
Yeah, you don't want crabs.
But guys are going to roll the dice.
You want like warts on your dong?
Guys are going to roll the dice.
You know how pretty mine is?
Yeah, you don't want a warty dong.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is beautiful. I don't want a zitty on that thing.
What sort of crab that Valdez doesn't like?
All right, so as usual, we're running behind here. I don't have a lot of time. But I want to just lead off with the Valdez beef with AWOD. Then I want AWOD to chime in on his bombshell. I consider it a bombshell. Not really that shocking, though, when we get the details of it. Yeah, was it yesterday that we had Adam on and he was describing what everybody does? He claimed he could produce the show.
Right.
I can't even remember.
Or something about was it when Lubomir was going to kill Drab.
Right.
And then
and we said if Drab died,
then everyone would just move over a seat.
Right.
Basically.
Right. And he claimed, of course he could, not a problem. All Valdez is a board op.
He presses one button.
Right.
Right.
Right. And your the take on that button. Was?
Well, Adam wonders why everyone around the station hates him.
Is that true?
I would say 90% of the people don't like Adam.
like the other producers? Does Dar like him? Does Tom Daly like him?
Oh, Tom hates him.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about his mentor, Danny Ruye? Wasn't Danny like his number one seed?
A lot of fawning over Danny on your part.
I think Danny was a little over Adam after the 106.7 The Fan Live appearance.
Fan Live.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he rubbed a lot of people wrong.
A little overexposure.
Yeah, right.
But that's not Adam's fault. It's just he was just brought up on stage a lot.
Right.
He was asked to do a lot.
Right.
But his belittling yesterday.
Right. Belittling your job. This is your career.
Right. This is what I do.
Belittle your career.
I don't go on air and say how easy it is to make videos for the website or anything like that.
You wouldn't do that.
I don't say
do such
how.
A thing.
I wouldn't say how.
Like a monkey could do it.
Yeah. How a monkey could post videos, 1 minute clips.
Right.
Of the show on the website,
right?
Or how a monkey could hit retweet on Twitter,
or
something.
Actually how a monkey could spell better,
yeah, or how a monkey 100%. Knows the difference between there and they are,
right.
He spelled throw the other day like through,
yeah.
I can't remember what it was about,
but although Adam was complimentary of my editing skills.
He was.
Yes, he was.
Their ability to multitask, he was in awe of.
But I thought it was really strange of him to say that a week after being able to come back in studio.
Right. You're surprised he was still taking shots.
I was just very shocked.
Right, right.
By
you
that.
Thought you had, I don't know, just kind of calmed his box a little bit, but obviously you haven't.
Right.
Right.
But I don't think he would ever say that about Drab. Like, he never says, oh, well, Drab just answers a phone.
Well, Drab's his hero.
Yeah. For like, some reason, like, he didn't say, like, he likes Drabby more than you.
Well,
I don't know why.
Does.
I don't know why.
Well, I don't. I think Valdez is picking on him here because we were mad at AWOD for crossing the line and trying to get us fired or possibly getting us in or written up or something like that or having a beef between us. All we've done since Adam has been here is make fun of him and say he does nothing and he's going to be fired any moment. Valdez has been a part of that. AWOD was just joning back yesterday. I'm actually on AWOD's side on this one. He can if
Your
people
team
are,
AWOD?
If people are taking shots at him, he can take shots back.
Agreed.
So I
We've
think that's fair. Now people
him.
Do hate him here. That is true. Tom and all but they're jealous of his exposure.
That we put him on air and stuff.
Yeah.
Attention
yeah.
dollars.
A lot, of hosts around here don't put guys
they
on.
Have
they won't
ADD,
put guys on.
Attention yeah. dollar deficit.
Yeah. Right. We like to put the dummies on. Like we think that's great.
Right. It makes us feel even sillier.
Right. It does look good.
Yeah, of course it does.
Right, but Adam actually came in here, and he said he was trying to weave this in the last time we talked to him, like two breaks ago, but he didn't have an opportunity to. He came in with a bombshell. Why don't you tell the boys your bombshell?
Well, I mean, but first, Valdez is saying that everyone at the station hates me. I'm okay with that, but Grant Paulson loves me, and so that's the most important thing right now.
So Grant is the most important person
superstar.
Here. So
right.
Jeeps is on Team AWOD.
He's Team AWOD.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
Since day one.
So it's
really?
More important that Grant likes you than CK?
No, CK is also Team AWOD, and that's why
CK is Team AWOD. I'll say that. He always stands
because
up for him.
He's been in that position where, look, he started as an intern for our show, and CK was bullied back in the day by the Junks.
Right.
So he likes somebody else to be in that
seat.
Yeah,
but the difference is CK made something of himself. Do you really see that?
CK had a brain.
I get it.
You think Adam's going to run the station in 15 years?
Yeah, do you see that in his future?
No, never.
I mean, I like AWOD, but come on. I mean,
look, there are a lot of dummies in radio.
Is he going to be a radio superstar like CK?
No, CK was producing our show when we were nationally syndicated, and he was still in college.
Right.
I mean, I've met a lot of dummies in radio.
Oh,
like,
so many.
Executives, like really stupid. But they're even smarter than you.
Well, I mean, I'm smart enough that I'm going to move from behind the scenes to into the scenes eventually.
Ow.
I'm going to be taken seriously as a broadcast journalist.
Right.
It might be 2020 by the time it happens.
All right, no one cares about that. You
that's
came in. Pretty,
that's right around the corner, by the way.
Right, it's not going to happen. You came in during the break and you had a bomb, I think a bombshell. Drum roll cakes? I think this is a bombshell for
I
you.
Went out with the broskies last weekend.
Where'd you
Terrible.
Guys go?
Went to Living Room. My favorite spot.
Right.
Bartenders are all Junkies fans there.
Right.
I got so drunk, I stumbled into someone. She was sized for me, and I took home a shoddy.
Well, God, this is the worst segment of the
Why
week.
Why did you say it that
he took
way?
Took home a shoddy.
In other words,
somebody killed
hold on,
me.
Slow down. In other words, you hit the skins.
I hit the skins.
Oh. Right, right. Now.
All night.
Right. Really? More than once?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, why not, you know?
Right. Well, it was there.
I mean, the hard part had already been done, you know, getting them back to the crib.
Right. But can you
when
tell
you bring
us-
a girl back to your place,
yeah.
does she have to go through, like, I don't, you live in a house with a couple of guys, right?
Yeah.
Does she have to go through, like, a messy living room and
the living room's
family
good.
Room?
But she did say.
With embarrassing couches and just nasty
it's a,
decor.
It's a post-college flop house. Of
to
course
get into
it's terrible.
Your, a pathetic apartment with. Posters on the wall.
Is it an apartment or house?
It's an apartment.
It's an apartment.
She said, your room scares me, but you're cute and you have a comfy bed.
Hold on. What is it in your room that particularly scared her? Are there like,
what do you have, like
soccer posters everywhere?
No, she was just not sized for my dirty clothes.
Oh. Dude, he probably has clothes turned all over the place.
Are they all over the place?
No, they're in a corner. I have a dirty clothes but, corner.
You don't have like a laundry basket?
Why don't you
basket?
Have like a hamper? Or like, you know, at least like a basket.
You go to Target
I had
buy
overflowed it. My hamper. So they were, you know, to the side
it's
of it.
It's not a shock. Have you guys ever been inside his car?
No.
I told you I was inside his car once. It's one of those cars where if somebody comes into your car, you have to move things off the passenger seat.
Right.
Move things, you know, you have to sidestep things.
Right, right.
And he has
like a 17-year-old slob.
It's a tell, but he has bumper stickers, which are crooked, by the way, on his bumper. And he has a
what
dangling
bumper stickers do you
license
have?
Plate.
I have the 106.7, the fan.
Nice.
Oh my God. And I have like a Redskins one.
Oh my God.
I'm the biggest DC sports fan.
Yeah. Yeah. But why wouldn't you at least put it on straight? First of all, it's a hillbilly thing to do to have a bumper sticker. Even Valdez laughs at you.
And have you fixed the license plate yet?
No, it's still crooked because I need a wrench and I don't have a wrench.
Eric.
I mean, for months he's had a
I know,
dangling
but I'm more obsessed on the buns. I wanted to get on the buns.
Somebody fix your brain. Well, that's what needs to be fixed.
He doesn't have a laundry washer and dryer in his place, right? You have to go.
You're like Jabby.
No,
you
it's across the hall, but I have to pay $1.75.
So
right
so
now,
probably never do
money.
Laundry.
Yeah. Right. So that's right. Why that's why his clothes
laundry.
Are all over the place.
That's why you're dirty all the time.
That's why he kind of smells sometimes.
So I'm guessing that this woman was, you know, looked like Christie Brinkley. She was beautiful, right?
No.
But
she was, I heard you had to ring the shame
she was
bell
just
when you
above
walked her through.
Ugly.
She was what?
Just above ugly.
Like, how would you describe her? Like, how was her face on a scale of 1 to 10?
6. She was like a cute little grape.
Cute. So was she
mean?
A bigum?
So, like, short and squatty?
Chunky?
Short and thick.
Right. She looked like Maradona.
A little bit.
Yeah. She wasn't as silly with the ball.
Were her teeth right. straight?
I don't know about that, Kicks.
Yeah, how were her choppers? How were her teeth?
Silly.
You had silly teeth?
Yeah.
What was her best quality?
Her face?
Really?
No, her best quality was she was so drunk she came home with them.
Yeah.
So you,
I mean, she was willing to me.
Her best quality was her decision making.
<Right. laughs>
So was it one of those deals where you were hollering at other chicks and then she was the last one standing?
No, I mean, I just kind of approached her and her three friends, and She was the least attractive of the friends, and then
she was the only one that was interested.
She was so into me. Yeah.
She was so into you.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I was like, I have to close this.
Right.
Here's my prediction. This is another one of the girls out there that doesn't have an Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
Well, he's claiming he doesn't even know her name.
Right. Of course. This is what he does. Right.
He's too afraid to show.
Do you think he's lying? Yeah, we all.
He lies all the time about it.
He could be lying.
So you think he's lying? He's admitting it was a pig. He told me it was a pig.
I know, but he's saying her face is
Eric, it was a pig.
He's saying her face is a six.
Yeah, but even...
Yeah, that's a lie.
Even admitting to being...
The face was like a
so
two,
terrified
right?
to show us what she looks like.
Right. But nobody under 30 doesn't have one social media account, and it seems like all of his conquests...
No, but he's claiming he doesn't even know her name.
Yeah, it's awfully convenient. Yeah, he's forgotten her name.
He always says that.
I mean, here's the truth, is that I didn't get any info from her. I got no phone number, no Instagram. She said her name was... It was Ellen or Eileen. I botched it 3 times during the night. And then when she left, she was like, "Do you want to text me?" And I was like, "Eh." And then she just left.
That's what you said?
I said something more descriptive than that, actually.
What did you say?
I said, "Do you want to
hit the skins again?"
Yeah, before you leave, right.
Right.
And she said no, and then I didn't want her number
after
that.
That's the best decision she's ever made.
How many times did you hit the skins overall?
Twice.
Two finish lines?
Crossed it twice.
I still give him props, even though it's an atrocious pig.
I mean, I'm at the point now where every time I go to living room, I need to close a girl there.
Why?
Because I'm treated like royalty there.
Is that where you did
plug
the Fred Davis
interview? Yeah, it's such plug
all. It's Meghan Markle.
What are you
getting?
Are you getting free drinks there?
Is that
what
you're getting? No, I mean, just I know a lot of people there. Fred Davis is always there. The bartenders are big Junkies fans. I know the DJ that works there.
He's taped a play to win there.
Is that what you're doing? That's a good move.
You did a live remote.
You act like you have like a real show. Like you have to do a remote from
exactly.
Iraq. That's a good move. I got to give you credit. That's a good move.
All right.
By the way, Valdez, will you divulge what you guys were laughing about? I know what you guys were laughing about, but can you let our audience in on a couple nuggets that Adam
So Adam was giving us some details
about
his conquest over the past weekend at Living Room.
Right, and what did we learn?
I guess the place should be called Dining Room. Where she was at. Because...
kitchen or refrigerator?
Aww. Yeah, because I think Adam said she weighed... Around 200 pounds.
Right. And she was short. He said she was short.
Yeah, short. And then
you're talking about a ginormous woman. I mean, God bless her, but she has a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
And then also, let's say she would have beaten me in the Reggie Bush off that
Look
we had.
Look at me, Reggie.
Because you had the worst Reggie.
Yeah, because I had the worst Reggie.
Yes. Yeah. Her Reggie trounces yours. Yeah.
Humbled it.
Like, do you think... Has there ever been a haircut there? You know what I'm saying? What would you say, Adam?
I mean, she claimed it was a feminism thing.
Did she have hairy armpits?
You guys disgusted?
Did she have hairy armpits?
No.
Yeah, I can't believe it came up in conversation. Yeah.
Why, did you say, oh my God?
No.
Were you alarmed? Was it alarming?
It wasn't alarming, but it caught me off guard.
It was a disclosure by her.
It paused the moment.
Here's the thing: is that she felt the need to disclose it to him before, I guess, the unveiling.
Oh, she told you before.
I mean, it was as
she warned you.
Yeah,
like of all the things to warn you about, that's what she warned you about.
Yeah, and. In the moment, I didn't care.
There was a Reggie alarm that went off?
A Reggie alarm. Did we get one?
The Reggie alarm.
We think we have to.
Yeah.
Somehow. Just like an air raid siren. We dub it the Reggie alarm.
Right. When was the last time you saw a Reggie like that?
Probably never.
In your short career, never. Right?
Yeah, I mean, every girl I've been with...
It's
silly.
Never been like that, right?
Yeah, it's always been...
Right.
Yeah. Silly.
Right.
Reggie's not in the backfield.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's no Reggies on the roster in the past, right? This is your first Reggie.
Reggie.
Right.
Right.
Adam just drafted
him.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm not going back. No.
You'd never sign another Reggie?
No, if I was that drunk, I would.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it didn't change anything. It was still silly.
Right. But it was so silly that you'd never want to see her again.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah.
What did your boys say when you walked out with her?
Many words.
My roommate the next morning was saying, did you go fishing last night?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, we had a roommate. Sounded like it. So.
Yeah, we had a roommate that when he, if he had a girl like that, he would sneak her in the house. You know what I mean?
I think she's gonna. I think Adam's girl's gonna make a lot of noise going through the house.
Yeah.
Hey, such a bad. So mean. She might be the nice.
I'm sure she's a nice girl.
She's probably a way better person.
She's
than
probably
Adam.
Having the same conversation with her friends about Adam.
Right.
And then I couldn't fit in the uniform.
I mean, Drab's probably right. I mean, right. When I took off my shirt, it wasn't silly.
Right. You know, did you make sure that the lights were off?
Anything made you look more fat.
Yeah.
When you went to the group of four ladies at the living room, how did the other ladies?
Dining room, JP.
Yeah, oh, my God. Room. I mean, two of them were dimes.
Two of them were dimes.
Two of them were dimes.
Sillies. No, that's not true. Because dimes don't hang out with linemen like that.
I'm going to hang out with these two.
I think some dimes have, the protection. She was like their security guard.
Right.
She Before you know it.
She looked like a bouncer.
She looked like they needed a bouncer.
Before you know it, you've had 3,000 calories.
You had sex with the bouncer. Oh,
it was
man.
A good night.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you, man. You know, what did I tell you? What was my advice to you? I told you should never turn anything down, right?
Yeah, I mean, you said if it feels silly, it feels silly.
I've asked you this.
I'm living my life by that now.
I've asked you this before. When is the last time you had sex with somebody where both of you were sober?
It's never occurred.
It's been a long time.
Has it ever occurred in your life?
Well, I would always, take a shot or something before and to get, liquid courage.
Right.
No, but maybe you have a second encounter with the lady that you go on a date with.
I mean, he's never followed.
The next morning, we're sober, and I've done that. But I mean, that's you're still hungover,
right?
And you're still making
decisions.
But he
never has follow up dates.
Like in college, he had a girlfriend, right?
Yes, for a brief period of time.
How brief?
During that
for like a couple weeks.
Time, did
no,
you
like,
ever?
It was like 4 months.
So you had to have had some sober sex at that point, right?
Probably not.
No, not with her.
Really? Out in college, she just would go out.
Man, yeah.
He doesn't know
about
what
high
that's
school.
Like.
No,
yeah,
you've never had sober sex.
No, wow. I the next morning.
The he's had hungover. Right. Is the closest thing he's ever had. You imagine his breath.
Oh. The morning after.
Oh,
I'm an alcoholic.
Man.
I'm an alcoholic.
All right, people are want to chime in here on the Caps. We'll move on.
Yeah,
Adam.
We'll pivot
I am
at this point.
I am fascinated by Adam. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Mike in Gaithersburg. Huge game tonight. Try to focus here, Cakes. Yeah. Come on. Let's stay on task.
Let's get our eyes on the prize here. Mike, are you fascinated by AWOD?
I'm absolutely fascinated.
Really?
Yes, I agree. I am Team AWOD. For some reason, I am.
Yeah, I'm on the fence.
All right, what do you think? What do you think about tonight?
I think Tampa Bay lays an egg. I think they're nervous. I think that the Caps, supporting cast like TJ Oshie and Orpik and especially Verana, they're really coming around. And I just think they have too much talent. I think that they've proven themselves by beating Pittsburgh, and this team is not Pittsburgh. And if you were to actually, I think, put Pittsburgh up against Tampa Bay, I think Pittsburgh would beat them. And the fact that we beat Pittsburgh, I just think, by that, law of math, I think we're just going to get it done. And I think we're going to win 4-1 tonight.
4-1. That's good. Well, convincing.
If that happens, we're going to sweep them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe you can
come
in.
The way Braden Holtby is playing, it is possible that they only give up one or two goals in a game. That's basically what he's doing. He's just a tick above two goals allowed per game. Save percentage right around 92-ish percent, tickling 93.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen in an individual game, but I agree with most of what he said. The Caps have been the better team in this series. They were better than the Penguins. They were better than Columbus. Even those two games they lost to Columbus, very close games, lost in overtime. I don't see any reason to believe that it's going to change.
Well,
now, I think that a team will battle. And they're a very good team, but I just don't think they're as good.
Let's say they were better, like 60-40 better.
Yeah.
Like 60% of the game they dominated, 40%. Well, the other 40% could win.
Correct.
Yeah. Let's go to...
I just have a vibe coming home. Look, they closed out the Pens on the road, right?
Yes. Game 6.
They haven't been home in a while. That arena is going to be buzzing. I think that home ice will matter. They'll get the win tonight.
They'll be buzzing in the beginning of the game, but there's often lulls where it's very quiet, especially if it's like, like you've just given up a goal or something. You can hear the skates. You can hear everything. sometimes.
Well, for the most part, they've been the team that scores the first goal.
That's right. They've been coming out of the gates hot.
Let's go to Les McLean. Les, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junks. Love the show.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
I need your help because I don't know. I'm conditioned as a 52-year-old Homer DC sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
The DC curse, is it really? How are you guys leaving that in the past so easily? I try to believe. I'm excited about the Caps. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like, God forbid, Tampa Bay somehow, let's say they boat raced us, Eric, tonight.
Yeah.
Don't those thoughts start to creep back in your mind or no?
I mean, me as a fan, maybe, but I don't think, first of all, I don't believe that there's a curse. I think they've been unfortunate. They've played poorly. They haven't taken advantage of opportunities. They've been unlucky, but it's not a curse.
I think that Ovi, now that he's vanquished the Penguins, he can taste the cup. He knows this is probably the closest he's ever going to get. So he is not going to waste or squander this opportunity.
I don't know if he thinks that it's the closest he's ever going to get. Like, people act like 32 is 40. It's not ancient.
Well, There aren't that many guys skating around it.
But I will say this, Les.
The way he plays.
But, okay, that's true.
I will say this, Les, that if they do lose, though, it does change the dynamic of the series immediately. And we've seen this many, many times. Look, there may be a 39-2 history of being up 2-0 at this point, but teams do come back overall down 2-0. Happens all the time. We did it in the first round. If we lose tonight at 2-1, and then suddenly, you know, they play well again, it's a 50-50 game, and we're on the wrong side of it, then you've lost home ice. Now you're chasing your tail. So it can change very, very quickly. I will admit that.
And I also don't believe in the curse. The reality is most of the teams haven't been good enough. The Redskins have been a poor franchise for 20 years. It's not a curse. They've had a couple cracks at getting to the semifinal round,
right,
and they failed because they had counterfeit teams.
Well, the curse refers to the teams, though, that make the postseason and then don't do anything.
I get it, but most of those teams, like the Wizards, they never really had a realistic shot to get the Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody really thought
the same. The Caps and the Nats were title contenders on paper and were never able to break through.
Yeah.
But I also think luck is a huge part of that. Luck and good fortune. And
matchups.
You know, yeah, there's a lot of
depends.
Things.
Won a couple Stanley Cups. Yeah. Got over the hump. Yeah. I just think they've been the better team. Keep it simple. Usually the answer is the most simple thing. Who's the better team? The Caps. They should win the series.
It doesn't always happen that way. If it did, sure, then the one seeds would be winning every year.
I get it.
It doesn't happen that way, especially in the NHL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.